Hey. Welcome to the Faithfully Confident podcast with Christian confidence coach Courtney Berry. That's me. This podcast was created for those of you who God called to become entrepreneurs and you desire the confidence to pursue a business. If you're starting on your journey and want to learn all things faith, confidence, marketing, and sales, you are in the right place. If you enjoy today's episode, share this episode on your social and tag me at SheBloomsFaithfully on Instagram. I'll catch you later and enjoy today's episode. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Hey, you guys. Welcome back to the Faithfully Confident podcast. I'm so honored to have you here. And I am so excited for this week's episode. You guys are going to love it, especially if you are just not a big fan of traditional sales methods and they just feel that really, really icky and pushy and manipulative and it's just not your jam. It's not your thing. So I am very excited for that exact reason and you are just going to love it. Anyways, all right, let's get started, you guys. So as a Christian entrepreneur, you more than likely understand the importance of aligning your business with your values. And a lot of traditional sales methods, they are having you maybe feeling frustrated, conflicted, and they aren't really showing up in a way where you're positioning yourself as a Christian, where you're positioning yourself with your values up front and your faith up front. They do not align with that. And that's where having a faith-based sales strategy comes in. And in this episode, that's what we're going to be discussing. We're going to be discussing how you can learn to sell with that confidence and faith and putting your values first, which as a Christian entrepreneur is very, very, very important. And you know that. That's why you're listening to this episode and you're very curious. Anyways, babbling here. So a lot of Christian entrepreneurs, I find, struggle with that self-doubt and that fear when it comes to selling their products or services. And the reason for that is because, again, like I mentioned previously, selling feels manipulative. It feels pushy. And that's because a lot of the traditional methods are teaching you things where it's like, hey, you need to be available 24/7 for your inquiries. You need to sell to everyone. Everything about traditional sales methods to me personally just feel really icky and I don't like it. And that's why I'm so highly passionate about teaching this topic to you guys, because I've been there. It sucks. It feels icky. You're just not bringing your faith into your sales conversations. It's not fun. It doesn't feel right to me. So if this aligns with you, you guys are going to love this episode. So we're going to be talking about how you can apply faith-based strategies to your sales approach, align it with your business and your values, and attract those clients with ease through these methods. We're going to be talking about the importance of mindset when it comes to sales, how faith-based strategies can help you connect with those ideal clients, and the role that your confidence has in selling with your faith. By the end of this episode, I would really like to think that you're going to have a better understanding of how faith-based sales strategies are going to help you with overcoming that self-doubt, those fear, anxieties, and worries that you may be having, and help you with building that successful business that, again, aligns with your values. So, all right, that's basically what we're going to be talking about today. So when we struggle with the idea of selling our products or services, it's more than likely because we have that feeling that we're being pushy, that we're being manipulative, that we're, you know, in their faces, and we don't want to feel that way because it just doesn't feel right. But you guys, owning a business, and you're not going to like to hear this, but it's true. Selling is an essential part of building a successful business. So if you don't like selling, I will tell you that you're probably not going to go very far. You need to learn to get comfortable with sales. You need to find a sales strategy that works with you, that's aligned, again, with your values. And that's what I'm going to help you with today. But you have to get comfortable with selling, because if you're not comfortable with selling, you're going to have a hard time with growing that business. And if God has placed you in my path today, I am going to get that icky, icky, icky vibe of sales are yucky off of your plate, okay? That is my goal with today's episode. All right, so learning to sell with faith-based strategies, what that means to me, it's aligning our values with our sales process. I want it to feel authentic. I want it to feel genuine. I want you to feel good about what you're selling and how you're selling it. And a lot of that process is understanding your target audience, identifying their needs, and just showing them how our product or service can help them, which again, a lot of traditional sales methods teach. But I want you to be able to do it in a way that feels good, that doesn't feel pushy or manipulative. And one of the strategies we can use to focus on, that transformation that our products or services can bring to our clients is by highlighting the impact we can make, that we can connect with our clients on a deeper level and continue to build that trust with them. So rather than saying, something along the lines of, oh, I can help you make 5K this month, or help you with, becoming a millionaire. Becoming a millionaire seems to be the next thing that everybody's talking about. But rather than focusing on that, like what does that mean? What are the underlying needs that your ideal client needs? It's, yeah, having that big, huge month to them might be huge, but why? Why is that important to them? It's really, and I know a lot of people that are starting their business want to jump right into just getting the sales, but it's very important for you to know and understand your audience so that you can learn how to talk to them. So, I mean, this is a whole new episode altogether, so I don't want to dive too deep into this, but you need to really own in on who your target audience is and what their needs are, what their pain points are, what their desires are, what their life looks like. Like, you need to really pinpoint that. And I know, again, a lot of people skip that step. So I will probably do future episodes with that to help you guys with that. But that is something that you really need to. Those are the basics of selling in your business, is knowing who you're selling to. So unfortunately, you can't skip that step, you guys. You got to go back to it. But another strategy is to focus on the transformation. Oh, we already went through that. We already talked about the transformation here. We're going backwards. But another strategy is, with those sales conversations that you're having, don't forget about the power of prayer. Don't forget about the power of having trust in God's plan. I love, love, love to start my sales conversations with prayer. And that to me is really important as a Christian business owner, is reminding myself how important prayer is and how, God has brought us these clients for a reason, and He's going to guide us in our conversations with them. And that includes praying for our clients, praying before we hop on those calls, praying before we write the email, praying before we, just even start our day with our business. It's really important that we are able to include God in our daily business activities, our daily transactions, our daily just anything in your business. When you own a Christian business, God is your CEO. He is the reason that you're doing the things that you're doing today. He is the reason that you're as successful as you are today. He is the reason that you had that divine download to do XYZ today or this month, this year. He is the reason that you found the resources that you've found, that you've had the clients you have. He is the reason. He is our source. And we need to remember that. And that is really important when you are including your faith within your strategies, is don't forget about the power that the Lord has in your business. He will guide you. He will lead you. And everything that you are co-creating with Him is always going to be abundantly blessed. So I want you to remember that when you have those doubts that are setting in, that the Lord is always leading you. He's always guiding you. And everything that you include Him in, that you're co-creating with Him as your CEO, it's going to be abundantly blessed. So don't forget about the power of prayer. Don't forget about the power of just having that trust in His plan. And when you start remembering that within your sales process, you're not going to feel like you're manipulating or forcing someone to buy from you. Faith-based sales is all about serving our clients with our gifts, our talents, that God blessed us with and using our business as a vehicle for God's work. You are that pillar within what that next person or what that person, blah, 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 blah. Getting a little tangled with my words here. You are essentially what that person needs in their next step that God has for them. You need to remember and have that confidence within yourself that what you have, your business is a tool to serve others and to make that difference in the world. But until you are able to hold on to that thought and really putting that trust in yourself and God and knowing that you are that pillar for that person, you are that next step for that person, and your business, your offers, your membership, your program, your course, whatever it is going to make a difference in their life. And when you can hold on to that thought, you are going to feel so much better with selling. Like, think about it like this, you guys. When you find a show on Netflix that you love, chances are you're going to share it with someone that is close to you. And it's not going to feel pushy. It's not going to feel icky because you're sharing something you love that you know you love and they'll probably love too. It doesn't feel icky. So look at your business with that aspect of it's just sharing something that you love that you know is going to impact their lives in a positive way, shape, or form. That's what selling is. It doesn't have to feel icky. It doesn't have to feel yucky. It doesn't have to feel pushy or manipulative. You don't need to always, you know, have that view and that internal view on what sales are. Because again, running a business, you have to sell to make those sales. So instead of trying to, you know, sell everything to everyone, figure out who your ideal client is and how you can serve them best. This approach, it's not only effective because you know who you're selling to, but it feels more authentic, it feels more aligned, it feels more just genuine as a business owner, because I don't want to sell something to you if I know it's not going to help you. I'm not going to push this membership, this course, this program onto you because I just want to make money. I'm going to sell it to you because I know it can help you with where you are in your current season of life. And when you have that confidence in your offers and your pricing and who it is that it's helping, you're going to, you know, stop lowering your prices or changing your offers to please these potential clients of yours. You have that trust that your offers have that value, and the right clients will see that value too. So have faith in your abilities. Have faith in the value that you bring to the table for these clients. And when you're incorporating your faith and your confidence and your trust in your sales conversations, you don't have to leave your faith at the door when it comes to sales, which a lot of traditional sales methods do. They don't want you. I remember when I was told, do not ever, and I mean ever, bring God into your business because that's going to push people away. And I will tell you, I did not listen to that. And my business has grown significantly since I include God every single day in my business. I include him in my conversations. I include him in my sales pages. I include him in my emails. I include him in, well, my podcast. I include him every which direction in my business. And I will tell you, I love, love, love my clients. I love everything about them. They're basically my best friends. So bring faith into your sales conversations. Don't leave it at the door. And it's going to help you connect with your potential clients on a deeper level. And like I said, deeper level. I love, love, love my clients. They are my favorite. Like, oh, even just everyone listening to this podcast. Like I say, I love you guys. I'm so grateful for you. But anyways, I have gone way over in this episode more than I would like to, but I hope that this episode has inspired you to approach selling with, you know, more faith-based strategies and confidence rather than, you know, using those traditional methods that feel icky and gross and blah, you don't like them. And if you enjoyed this episode, please, please, please leave a review, subscribe to the podcast. having your feedback helps me to reach more Christian entrepreneurs like you, and it also helps me to continue to provide valuable content in a way that, helps you with where you are in your current season. So, anyways, I hope that this blessed you. I love you. God bless, and I will see you around for next week's episode. If you made it this far in the episode, I wanted to take a moment and just personally thank you and share truly how grateful I am for your support. I really do appreciate you more than you know. And if you'd like to show more support with the podcast, please share it with others so they can find it, post about it on social media, and don't forget to tag me at She Blooms Faithfully. I love to connect with my listeners and hang out with you guys on Instagram. It would also mean a lot to me if you took a moment and left a 5-star review and rating. Thanks again, and I will see you next week.